awesome, amazing listener. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. Yes, it's another awesome, amazing Wednesday right now as I am recording. And whatever day that you get in the show, hello to you. Yeah, so it's a, yeah, like I'm saying, like I said as I started, it's an awesome, amazing morning for me. And yeah, if it's afternoon for you, good afternoon. If it's evening for you, good evening. If it's morning, good morning to you, just like myself. And yeah, if you're about to go and sleep, first listen to What's the Topic, and then you can hit the road and go and sleep. And yeah, I won't have a problem with you. But today's topic is gonna be a very interesting topic, and the topic, as you saw itself, is Chris Brown. So we're gonna be talking about Chris Brown today, and at the wording day. And yeah, it's gonna be really interesting, like I said, and you're gonna actually learn a lot. But before we get into anything, here's a song by DJ Sean P called Bless. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me, and He also created you.
Let no man curse. Yeah. Do or die. I'm saying it's you or not.
Yeah. Direct the spark of revolution.
Moon job bless. Let no man curse. Only the scribes, soldiers, survivors.
Sean P. Yeah. Go. Highly favored indeed, it's Godspeed. Nothing comes before its time. Poor Jesus in the lead, fall back. Observe the land and all its possessions. Every place my foot is treading, I'm considering a blessing. Strength of a thousand men, courage of a lion. Clap back with soul if I spot a greater giant. That's next level. This is how it's going down. No runaway slave, my position wears a crown. Commit to his word, go right, go left. Don't reach an early death if unstable are his steps. Just to get a rep, take heed to the words that I invade the dark when I spark. Who the black Jedi? Leading people to the promised land. Honest man, meditate day and night. Sounds like a natural plan. No man shall be able to stand while you're busy pointing fingers. I'ma conquer this land. Move.
Moon job bless. Let no man curse. Do or die. I'm saying it's you or not.
Yeah, direct the spark of revolution. And all those people say.
Moon job bless. Let no man curse. Only describe us as soldiers survive.
Yeah. Direct is in your area. Stay aligned, cause the time's prime. Sign, shine, blind, lead the blind. Matthew 24 times. Strong and courageous, hopefully contagious. Call a peaceful journey way, I'm flipping on these stages. He paved the way, I didn't make it. Obedience a must, I will not be forsaken. You feel the earth quaking? Got heaven on that rock steady. Angels like he shine light, you're still dropping heavy. Waving to your air frequently enough. Hopefully these DJs gon' be spinning all my stuff. It's nice, but not the main factor. Know what I'm only after. I read the book, and I know this ain't the final chapter. Skim through, I'm in the 45th book. Untrained, unqualified, submission's all it took. Look alive, direct out for domination. We'll keep the people waiting. It's time to heal the nation.
Let no man curse. Do or die. I'm saying it's you or not.
Yeah, direct the spark of revolution. And all those people say,
Moon job bless, let no man curse. Only describe us as soldiers survive.
Yeah. Direct is in your area.
Your number one hit station in town.
Add to them.
For the love of music.
I remember this.
Oh,
I know you enjoy that. Yeah, I know you enjoy that. I enjoy that. Yeah. Welcome. Did you enjoy that? Because I enjoyed that. I was like, whoa, this is like real, real, real good stuff here. Very good stuff. Like literally the song got me dancing, got you dancing, that I know for sure. And you're like, yeah, this is good stuff. Like, let's do this. Hot music is Christ music, and Christ music is hot music right here on Active FM. Yeah. And yeah, we'll be doing this the most as we know how to do it. And you know how we do it. Yeah. So today's topic, like I said, is Chris Brown. Now, just a bit about Chris Brown. Who is Chris Brown? Like, do you actually know who Chris Brown is, or you don't know who Chris Brown is? Because I'm about to touch on Chris Brown's life. And in case you don't know Chris Brown, okay, I'll pretend as if you don't know Chris Brown, because I know who Chris Brown is. I know what he's involved in. And yo, it's like, yeah, it's going down. Let me just put it that way. Yeah, I would love to say that it's going down. It's going down in the area that he's involved in. So, for those who don't know Chris Brown is an American artist. Yes, he is an American artist. And yeah, slash actor, you know, songwriter, producer. It's a lot of things that he does. Singer, yeah, you know, all those things. Now, going into a little bit of, you know, his bio and his information. Chris Brown, his full name is Christopher Morris Brown. So that is his full name, Christopher Morris Brown. And then obviously he identified himself as Chris Brown as an American artist, you know, singer and everything. He was born on the 5th of May in 1989. That is when he was born, yes. So I know you're now calculating the age, you're like, okay, this is his age now, you know, yeah, I see, okay, he's not that old, you know, he's just there in his 30s, yeah. So yeah, you got the age right there, so calculate your stuff and all those stuff. And the place where he was born is Virginia, USA, right there in Tappahannock, yes, that's where he was born, yep, mm-hmm. So, for those who don't know, that's where he was born. He's obviously born in USA, Virginia, yeah, right there in the city of Tappahannock, yeah. And it was really, really interesting, yeah, you know, when he was born and his upbringing and everything. And, yeah, you know, obviously with the American rhythm and blues, you know, R&B singer, because that's what he is. So that's actually some of the stuff that he does. He's an American rhythm and blues. He does rhythm and blues. And he's an R&B singer. He's a songwriter and an actor. You know, he actually does all of those things. And in acting, he actually has a melodic voice. You know, that's what yeah most people would say. And he's actually skilled. He's a skilled dancer. He's skilled at dancing. So, like, yeah, there's even movies where he's, you know, been in. Obviously with dancing, yeah, you know those dancing movies which are really awesome. Cause when you look at them, they inspire you. Like, I feel like I can dance also. Yeah, so like, yeah, there's movies that is, you know, acted in that he danced and everything. So it's like really, really interesting. And the amazing thing is through his success, you know, he sometimes, you know, was shadowed by, you know, his interesting past, you know, his personal life, if I can put it that way. So he actually grew up in a small town, like I said, Virginia, yes, right there, Virginia, that's where he was born. And something that was interesting is, like I said, his upbringing, there's obviously a lot of things that happened in his personal life that affected him. But now, obviously, as a child, he actually loved dancing and singing. And there was it's something he discovered at the age of 15 years old. So that is literally what was happening in his life. And yeah, he actually was signed to Jive Records at the age of 15. So after he pursued what he loved, which was dancing and singing, And yeah, obviously with the singing side, he was, yeah, assigned to a record label, which was Jive Record. And that's where he went on to, you know, release his first album, you know, a self-titled release, debut in the year 2005. So that's literally what happened now with him. Yeah, background and all those stuff. I think, yeah, it's his background that actually got him to have the passion to do singing, you know, dancing, and actually come out of the situation that he was in. So literally, it's always the background that pushes you to do things, you know, that are beyond what people expect from you. And you're like, I want to get out of this situation and everything. So there was also his story, like right there, he was like, hey, it's my background. This is how I was, yeah, you know, raised and everything. But this doesn't need to be my full life story. Like, I can actually do greater things than this and everything. And yeah, that's why he pursued the whole singing and dancing, which he really did love. You know, it was actually a passion. And yeah, like literally there was what was going down and everything. And the interesting thing is Chris Brown actually, you know, hit the top of the chart, you know, after his whole album, you know, that he released in 2005, he actually climbed steadily to the top. He actually went to the top and he hit the top of the chart in terms of a single called Run It. That whole, yo, like, it hit the top. That's literally what happened. And you know, Chris Brown was actually displayed both in vocals and in dancing. And he actually earned himself an early comparison to people like, you know, your Usher and your Michael Jackson. And that's literally what happened after he released his album. He actually hit the top of the chart. And they actually, yeah, you know, gave him the award of dancing, you know, and vocals and everything. And they started comparing him to, you know, Usher and Michael Jackson and them. And it was, yeah, it was really interesting to see that actually happening in his life. And yeah, it blew him away as well. And in the year 2006, that's where he was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. Imagine. So like literally that's what happened. And he also got, you know, the best new artist. That's cool. It's actually cool. He got the award for the best new artist. And that was interesting. And then in 2007, that's when his whole, you know, entertainment career actually expanded. That's when he now went into your acting. And he was in the film Stomp the Yard. So that's literally where his acting career, you know, came in and everything, you know, dancing in movies and all the stuff, inspiring us, you know, in movies and dancing and making us wanna go and dance. Yeah. And yeah, Stomp the Yard, that's where he was acting. And then literally in the late 2007, he also released his second album, which obviously, yeah, landed for show casting. And just, yeah, basically another one that took like, yeah, momentum, actually gained momentum and ended up on the top. Yep. Ended up on the top right there. And there were obviously a couple of features that he did. And, you know, one of them being Kanye West and everything. So that's literally what happened in his life. And yeah, he actually reached the top of the Billboard in terms of Hot 100, you know, tracks and everything. Artist, singer, rapper, you know, all those stuff. So he actually reached the top in terms of that. Yeah, he actually reached the top of the top 100, you know, Billboard Hot hits and everything. So that's literally what happened with him. And it was really interesting to see him actually come out of the situation that he was. And, you know, because of a passion for music and singing and rapping and actually dancing, that actually got him up to the top and everything. And yeah, he actually gained momentum like that. But now there obviously is a background that, let me say right now, that he is in, that, let me say, the industry that he's in is a problem. It's actually a problem. So I'm not promoting him. I'm just giving you a bigger picture of what he achieved and how he achieved it. But now the industry that he's involved in is actually a bigger problem. And yeah, his soul is actually at stake here. So it is one of the problems right there. And yeah, I really do hope you're going to take a lot in and actually think about this whole situation. But before I even get into more of this thing, here's a song by Grace Grabber called Darkness. Enjoy.
You want to hide, but it's really killing you inside. So you'd rather
distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
I know you enjoyed that because I did enjoy that. And I was like, okay, let's do this. Yeah, we're moving, we're doing, we're grooving, we are doing the most and everything. Yeah, so getting back into it, yeah. We're still speaking about Chris Brown. Yes, we're still taking a look at his life and everything. And yeah, let's jump back into it. So looking at the whole Chris Brown, you know, individual. Looking at Chris Brown as a whole individual. Yeah, professional artist and everything. What happened is in 2009, he actually reached a point where, yeah, you know, he got involved with... something that we all, yeah, like, let me say something that happens to all of us in life. We get a partner. Yes. So Chris Brown got involved, you know, with someone that he liked and everything, which was Rihanna. And then obviously in the whole situation of, yeah, getting to 2009, what happened is, yeah, you know, his professional image got tainted a bit, if I can put it that way. Yes, got tainted a bit. And the reason why it got tainted is because rumors and, you know, news was going out there that Chris Brown assault. Yeah, you know, there was an assault that he did. Yeah. You know, the rumors that have the headlines, you know, big headlines and everything written Chris Brown assault. And literally they actually say that Chris Brown assaulted Rihanna. And yeah, Rihanna was his girlfriend by then, you know, and everything. So yeah, there were all those assault allegations that were going out. And yeah, because of those assault allegations, Chris Brown was actually sentenced to 180 days of community labor and 5 years of supervised probation. So literally that's actually what happened. And yeah, you know, because of fame and everything, yeah, you go and get a girlfriend and yeah, doesn't get down too well. Yeah, so literally that's what happened. And he got arrested and everything. And yeah, it wasn't a good picture. It actually tainted his image and everything. And yeah, it was good publicity for the media, because they actually made a fortune out of it. They actually made a fortune out of it. Like, okay, I don't like the media. Let me just put it out there. I don't like the media, but they actually made a fortune out of it. And yeah, they were like pushing it and it was all out there. Everybody knew, everyone around the world knew and everything. But yeah, you know, that didn't discourage Chris Brown from still obviously doing music and doing his stuff and creating his stuff. And yeah, it hit him as an individual. It affected him as an individual, but it didn't get him to a point where, you know, he gave up everything, you know, because you get individuals that give up everything. They're like, why is this happening to me? And suddenly, like, out of nowhere, this is happening and everything. And then, bam, they give up everything. He actually wasn't in that boat. He didn't do that. And what happened is, obviously, he went on to release his third album and everything. And it was really interesting, because obviously in that year, you know, December of that year, that's when he released it and everything. And yeah, it also gained traction, got momentum, and bam. Actually, yeah, it went up. And in that whole album, he also obviously expressed his, if I can say, his turbulent relationship with Rihanna. So that's literally what happened. And then, yeah, there was another album that came out that he also did express his relationship with Rihanna and everything. And the funny thing is, the album that came out after, it actually did not sell. Didn't sell as well as the first two releases. So that's like literally what happened. And yeah, 2 years later, he released another album. Now, the reason why it didn't sell is because obviously of the whole situation of his image being tainted and everything. That's why it didn't sell. And then the album that he released after the one that did not sell, it actually became the first number one album on the Billboard 200 chart. And it actually got him to win a Grammy Award for the best R&B album. So that's literally what happened with him. And yeah, it's actually interesting when you look at this whole situation of him, you know, going through stuff and, you know, just pushing, you know, in terms of music and everything, his passion, dancing, singing, and hitting the top charts, you know, right there, getting to the top and getting involved with people, you know, and yeah, romance and everything. And then bam, there you are, you know, getting us, yeah, like allegations and all those stuff. And look, I'm not saying you didn't, you know, assault her, but stupid things like this, you know, that actually get to put you in a situation where you actually serving, you know, days in prison, because he did get arrested again, you know, as time went on, and he was sentenced 400 days, you know, in jail. And that was by the time we got into 2014. That is literally what happened. And he got arrested again, and he himself, he pleaded guilty and everything, and it was, again, assault. So he actually assaulted a man outside the hotel. And then, yeah, after assaulting the man pressed charges, and he himself pleaded guilty and everything, and then he had to serve 100 days in jail. And yeah, it's those stupid things that happen. And yeah, without you realizing, there you are, where you where you're not supposed to be, if I can put it that way. But now, what I actually want you to realize is, this is what happens when you don't have a purpose and you don't have Christ. Obviously, He has a purpose. In fact, you can even have a purpose, but if you don't have Christ in your life, trust me, it's gonna be a very big mess up. So that's literally what happened with Chris Brown. Look, he achieved a lot of things. He got Grammys. He's got all of those things. He's got cars. He's got an amazing house and all those things. Like, there's things that he has done, that he has achieved, that he has built, that one would say, wow. Yo, wow. He actually did that. And that's something that I would love to, you know, also achieve. But at the end of the day, that's not what's going to make you happy. That doesn't make you happy. And yeah, literally, you won't get happy because of that. It's not gonna change your life, and then your life is better. You're gonna still feel like there's something missing. That's the same thing with him. I believe that he himself knows that there's something missing. Now, the problem is the industry that he's part of. The Illuminati industry. Like, they're not gonna let him, you know, live a life of purpose with Christ and everything. They're not gonna let him do that. So the industry is a problem on its own, and he needs to get rid of the industry if he wants to be in a position where, you know, he experiences a better life, if I can put it that way. So that's, yeah, that's the side, you know, that's his side of the story. It's a decision that he needs to make, where he decides, I'm going to come out of this industry and, you know, accept Christ. So that's literally what he needs to do. It's the same thing that Kanye West did. Kanye West actually did. He came out of that industry, accepted Christ, and look at the stuff that he's doing. Still doing great things. Now, with a purpose, changing people's lives. And I believe he doesn't have that sense of, there's something missing. I'm advancing the kingdom of the devil. I'm destroying people's lives. No, now he's building people's lives, changing people's lives with the purpose of Christ. And guess what? When he leaves earth, there he is in heaven. That is amazing. That is the type of life that we're supposed to be living. All of us. Chris Brown himself, he has a choice. He actually has a choice. And if you're listening to this, Chris, you have a choice. There is nothing that's greater than the blood of Jesus. There is nothing that's above the blood of Jesus. And just so that you get an image, you probably do not get an image. You don't have an image inside of you to understand. It's like me wanting to be my dad's father. I cannot be greater than him, because I'm my dad's son. I cannot give birth to my dad, because he's my dad. That's the same thing with the devil. God created the devil. The devil cannot create God. The devil cannot be in charge of God. And if you are a child of God, the devil cannot do anything to you. So think about it. Think about it. It's never too late. All of you. All of you right there in the Illuminati industry, you can all change, give your life to Christ, and the devil will have no power against you. If you don't, then you'll end up like Tupac, dead. So, the decision is up to you, it's all yours to make. But, yeah, let me know what you decided and everything. This is myself, Fearless Eagle, signing out. You know, I have gotten to the point where I need to love you and leave you, but I hate loving and leaving you. It's one of those, you know, yeah, loving and leaving you, like, yeah, ending the show is not amazing for me, but yeah, unfortunately I have to do it because we have hit that time. So for myself, Fearless Eagle, I love you, and yeah, I'll see you next week, same time, same place. If it's good evening for you, good evening. If it's good morning, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Yeah. And make sure you actually share what's the topic, especially this topic right now, share it with someone. It's going to help them see the bigger picture and actually get to God and live a life of purpose. Here's a song called Float by Matthew Parker. It's the Matthew Parker remix. Yeah, Switchfoot.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Thank you.